Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words and the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord gives me. I had another video that I was uploading for you all that was going to go out today. However, the upload failed, and I thought I was going to have to redo it, but then in my spirit, felt that the Lord was leading me to share with you the more immediate things that I have received in the last two nights because they are applied to what's going on with the situation with the President in the White House. So I want to go ahead and share that with you right now. I want to give you a glimpse of what the Lord has been showing me as I try to piece these things together. You know, he gives us pieces of the puzzle. So on the 2nd of September, yesterday, I woke up with these words. I heard S-O-S. S-O-S. And we know that this is a distress signal. It is a Morse code that is used actually internationally, and it was used with a Morse code. It's equivalent to a Morse code. And so the Lord has shown me SOS a few years ago, but this is the second time that I have gotten this distress signal. So when I woke up to those words, I later realized after looking at the news at what had happened to the president, and that he had contracted the virus, and that he was headed to the hospital. And I thought, well, maybe this is what the Lord is referring to when I heard those words. And then last night, I woke up with a dream which actually had the president in it. And I'm not going to even give you an interpretation. I'm just going to say that ask the Lord for interpretation and further understanding of it. In this dream, I knew there was a huge apocalyptic hurricane that was coming, and I felt I was in the car, and I felt a sense of hurrying up before it came, and I was going to visit somebody, and I was driving in the country, and I was driving down a like a dirt road, and it was as I was driving down there, somehow I knew that I was in Maryland. And when I got to the house, I went out and I saw the President of the United States and his wife. I didn't really see his wife clearly, but I knew his wife was with him. And they came out of the house to greet me. And I said to them, which I think was strange, but what I remember telling the President, I said that he looked very good and very healthy for his age. And that was the end of the dream, except for one other part. I knew that when I arrived at the house, that there was something or someone that was being delivered to them. I don't know what, but I knew that there was something being delivered to their house while I was there when I arrived. So that's all I know. And that was the end of this dream. Now, I believe that this ties in a little bit, possibly with the SOS, I don't know, and also with the message that I was going to bring to you all today, but I will do it on my next video. And in that message, I heard that the winds of torment are coming. That's the word I heard. Winds of torment are coming. Now, when you think about a hurricane is, you know, wind that comes and destroys. So I believe that this apocalyptic hurricane that was coming in this dream was not referring to an actual hurricane, but it was referring to what the Lord showed me in that message about winds of torment coming. I believe that the winds of torment, now this, I'm going down a little bit of a rabbit hole, so please follow with me, because yesterday the Lord was impressing on me about war. He actually had me look up all the messages and dreams that I have received about war, which are so many, civil war and war. Matter of fact, there's two of them that stick out of my mind, and I'm going to go ahead and put those two links down below for you all. One's about civil war. And so I believe that this Winds of Torment could be referring to an upcoming war and civil war. And I also believe it is about persecution, because the Lord has given me a very strong word that I'm going to be releasing hopefully this week about persecution. So these Winds of Torment are the wars and the persecution. All right, so brothers and sisters, I just felt the need to bring all those things to you and just seek your own confirmation and prayer from and pray about them from the Lord. You know, there are so many right now lies and deceptions and confusions that people aren't really understanding or getting a true picture of what's really going on. And these deceptions are great. And I just say that the body of Christ right now must be praying for the Lord to give us discernment on the times that we are in. You know, the Lord gives me and other messengers these messages, dreams, visions, dreamer words, to give warning to his people, to the saints of God, so we can be praying more effectively, that we can repent, and that we can fast. And I believe the Lord is calling us right now into a time of prayer and fasting. This is a good time to be doing that, brothers and sisters, with all that's going on. We must be praying for each other, praying for our leaders, and praying that the Lord's perfect will be done here on earth as it is in heaven.